Our friend Nick Kyprios joins us now with Little Greek music for a little Greek boy. Τι κάνεις?
Πολύ καλά. You guys aren't going to ask me about the burning log channels and maybe what
I'm doubtful. I'm doubtful the burning log channel will survive.
It won't survive either?
Well, I don't know.
There's the chicken channel too, right?
Is that all year round or is that just at Christmas?
You may actually have to buy a fireplace. I know that pisses you off, but I mean, I think that's, you know, no more free fireplace, you know.
Yeah. That's genius television right there.
Well, the future of television is about to change, pal, you know, and I think there's going to be all kinds of casualties. And I assume the CRTC has taken all this into consideration, but there's just something that tells me maybe they haven't. Maybe they feel like they got to throw a bone to the public who's, if you lowered the price from on something from a dollar to 20 cents, the public would still bitch and say it should be 15. You got to take that into account. But I hope what they're doing is the right thing. But I'll tell you, they're going to throw a lot of people out of work. A lot of people are going to lose their jobs in television stations that are going to go under, and in independent production companies that are going to go under. A lot of people are going to be out on the street. That lowers the tax revenue, it creates all kinds of problems, and all for the sake of, well, my cable bill's too high. And guess what? The cable companies aren't dumb. They'll find a way to restructure the pay scales so that your cable bill stays exactly where it was. You have fewer channels for the same amount of money. Now, you explain to me how you're ahead. Exactly.
That's I hear way crickets. Out of my pay scale right there.
Well, do you want to talk about Vegas at all? I am as a former resident, as you know, I think I understand the city pretty well. Now, it's been a while since I've been there, and I understand it's changed. But I think I understand the makeup of the city, the mentality of the city. And I've said before, I just don't think hockey is the sport. I think you might be able to get away with basketball. Almost unquestionably, you'd do well with NFL football. Baseball, you'd have to build a dome. I don't know whether people want to go to the dome. Hockey just doesn't seem to have a whole lot of traction in Vegas, that it took them 2 months to generate 10,000 subscription deals. In Winnipeg, they did 13,000 in 7 minutes. Minutes.
I know. And they do the same thing probably in Quebec City. They do the same thing with a second team in Southern Ontario. And
we all agree.
We know that. That would be the Canadian norm. But Vegas, you know, they needed a little bit of time. But I'm sure, you know, the league will look through that 10,000 and see how legit it is. If there's any signs of major hotels involved, you know, I would believe that would be a huge concern. But, you know, everything I'm hearing is that we could have an announcement, you know, by the end of the playoffs.
Well, I think it's done. I don't even think it's a question anymore. The fact that Gary and Bill actually went there to help them launch their ticket drive, they've never done that before, I don't think.
Yeah. Now, there's a few people.
I think it's done.
There's a few people that have maybe suggested to me that, you know, there's been some significant money already involved with a type of, let's say, for better term, a deposit. Now, I asked Gary Bettman this. He said he denied it. He said, absolutely not. You know, there's no reason why I shouldn't believe him. But, you know, there's some that suggest that Vegas has already stroked a pretty big check already to the league. But we'll see. Doesn't really matter. I'm with you. I believe it's coming regardless of what has gone on between the league and Vegas. I think it's a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. No, I don't think there's any other way of looking at it, Nick. The only question is going to be whether they can come up with a second team. And I don't think they're going to come up with Seattle quickly enough. But, the Quebec guys have been making nice with them. And there's a lot of the TVA guys.
The arena's ready.
The arena's ready. And I just wonder if, you know, quietly, that if those guys are going to get their team at some point here too.
Well, there has to be, promises would be too strong of a word, but let's face it, you know, there's got to be some smart people out there that wouldn't go to necessary steps unless there's a very strong belief, you know, that teams are coming. And, you know, the price tag has been set, you know, and the number that I heard was a minimum of $450 million. Now, say what you will, that's a heck of a number for Gary Bettman to bring, 30 owners. That's a nice number. That's a heck of an accomplishment.
One of the things we talked about earlier today that nobody that I've talked to so far has disputed as being invalid is the notion, and I will say that a caller called me yesterday about this. John Shannon apparently wrote this in Sportsnet some time ago. He just forwarded me the text. Thank you very much, John. The notion of going to three divisions in the National Hockey League, West, Central, and East. And if you do that, you suddenly take the burden off of the commissioner's office to create two new Western franchises to match up with the 16 in the East. Yes, the playoffs may look slightly different. I don't think you even have to worry about that. I don't think you have to change the number of games you play in a season. I think you can still make it all work very nicely. What's wrong with that idea?
Yeah, I'd hate to see another change in a few years. I barely learn how to say Metropolitan Division, you know, without screwing that up.
So, how often have you said Metropolitan Division? Because I have said it exactly zero times. This was the very first time I've even uttered that word.
Yes.
It's not relevant.
I always mix up that word with the word that describes the strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate ice cream, which is
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan. Okay. All right. See, I mixed those two up. But obviously it comes down to travel. It comes down to, you know, scenarios. There's a lot of teams, you know, still concerned about overall travel. Florida doesn't even want another 5 minutes attached to overtime because of how it could affect them over a three games and four nights scenario and getting in, getting out, getting back home, you know. So it really will come down to, you know, how this thing looks. You know, if in fact you can go to three divisions, as John Shannon had mentioned, how does this play out? They're big on rivalries. We know what that is meaning to NBC in the States.
Those rivalries are almost invariably geographic. And yeah. This would only tighten the geography. It wouldn't loosen it.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. So, you know, I mean, whether we're looking at one team in Vegas or eventually two, and you probably think Quebec City has to be there somewhere. You know, Gary says as is, it's not a big deal, you know, to whether or not it's even or not.
Right.
When you talk about the East or the West, and really if you look at it, it does come down to the rivalries and making sure that that's protected regardless of what you call your division.
Well, we'll see where he goes with it.
Now, we should talk a little bit. Last night we had some interesting results, actually. I was on the radio with the guys in Calgary this morning, and I apparently said talked about how terrible and unlikable the Leafs are, but it was only what I was actually talking about was how likable their team is and what a great continuing great story. So they beat Dallas last night. Kings lose. You know, I know I don't want to jinx them. You know, and those guys they don't want to jinx themselves, but it looks like it's going to happen, Nick.
Well, you know what? It looks like it's going to happen. Last night, you know, you watch early and you don't think it's going to happen, and you know, it may come down right to the wire here, and still some tough games ahead. But it just can flip on every night moving forward here until the season ends. But right now, that was a huge night for Calgary with Los Angeles going down here. And, you know, that's what you hope for. That's what you really hope for year after year, that it holds the interest. Calgary's got to be, you know, one of the best stories. You also have to look at Winnipeg here. No one saw that coming. Giordano goes down. You got Brody, Weidman, Chris Russell, like guys that we just, those are names we just wouldn't utter in a conversation in August about who we think are going to, what team's going to step up and why. I mean, that was, it's just, it's been one of those years. It's been the year of the unmentioned, not even the unknown, the unmentioned. You know, Devin Dubnyk, Devin Dubnyk getting Hart votes.
Yeah, I didn't have that one in the pool.
Like seriously, he was, you'd have to make a strong argument that he was a legitimate backup goalie in January, and now he will get votes for an MVP, and you're going, I don't think that's ever happened.
I'll go further than that, Nick. I will say this. He was closer to spending the rest of his career in the American Hockey League than he was to doing what he is today.
I don't know about that. If you look at his numbers, if you really truly take a good look at his numbers in Edmonton, there's a small window where they started the beginning of last season with, I think, Nugent Hopkins hurt. I think Hall was hurt. But he had pretty much a 915 save percentage, and we know how bad that team was, right? Last season, and how to start this year, and then they got some stability back. Their defense has been horrific, and you know, people point to goaltending as their biggest problem, but it's the blue line.
Right.
But it's amazing the turnaround that he's, you watch him, you cannot believe it's the same guy. He's calm, cool, collected. You know,
no,
Sean,
that's the
Burke,
point. Yeah.
Sean Burke had an influence on him, and now all of a sudden we start hearing the name Sean Burke as being a guy that there's a few clubs that have great interest in bringing him to the organization, and that includes one Toronto Maple Leafs.
Let me ask you this when it comes to the Calgary Flames specifically. I think we all, Canadians generally want more Canadian teams in the postseason. It's a very interesting phenomenon. I don't think that phenomenon exists in the United States. I don't think there's any hockey fans down there who say, geez, I hope we get 15 of the 16 playoff spots for American teams. But somehow we think this is important. Or at least hockey fans seem to think this is important, and that it is true that most Canadians would much rather, when their team is out, start rooting for another Canadian team than almost anybody else. So these factors all in there. What are the chances, assuming Calgary gets in?
Yeah.
What are the chances they can beat anybody?
Well, they get Vancouver in the first round. That's how it would line up right now. So that would be pretty good.
You know, the odds are better than you think. And I think that the league is now set up that, you know, it's, I don't know if the right word is, or the term is, it's never been easier to win the Stanley Cup, but it is
possible.
It is wide open.
It's possible.
It is possible. It's possible for a Calgary Flame team to get hot at the right time and end up in a second round or a conference final. And if you look at the structure, again, of the way the league's set up in terms of your salary cap and where your money is, and, you know, four or five guys can command 20, 22% of the salary cap, 25% in some cases. One of those guys go down, heaven forbid two of them go down,
And all of a sudden, it starts balancing, you know, rather quickly. And who's healthy, who's not, and be hot at the right time, get the right goal score hot. Calgary, if they get in, like Winnipeg, can make some serious noise, if not some suffer some damage to the heavyweights, or what we perceive as being the heavyweights in the Western Conference, and that's still Chicago, Anaheim, St. Louis.
And Nashville, with the 100 and whatever points right
and
now.
Nashville doesn't look great lately either, right? But they got to get their big horse and Shea Weber back. But all of a sudden, you just get there, you know? And Daryl Sutter is probably, you know, correct. It's harder to make the playoffs than it is to win the Stanley Cup. And I think he's right.
Let me ask you just one other team, Nick, because, you know, watching Tampa, who have Montreal's number this year in the regular season, you know, beat them again. It's not a far-fetched scenario at all, but I was in love with the Rangers as the Eastern team, as the, you know, the Eastern side of the Stanley Cup finals.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these guys now and I'm thinking, they may have every element necessary to make the finals, and they would be an interesting team if they got there. If, you know, kind of if all of those things come together properly.
And, you know, if you got two lines scoring, and Tampa Bay has that, right? I mean, their most dangerous line, you know, all season long, hasn't included Stamkos on it in Tampa. So, you know, and he's got 40 goals. So now that Palat, you know, Johnson, are carrying the team as much as anybody there. You know, if Bishop plays well. They're hurting on the blue line right now. They're not healthy. As long as they get their key guys back, they're going to be tough. And we know the Rangers with the trade for Yandel. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch here. And Montreal still can't really get the true respect of being a top team. Not when you watch Carey Price be first star night in or night out. So. It's going to be fun, but we're certainly happy at Hockey Central, the thought of, you know, multi-Canadian teams, because that's where the interest is, right, in this country.
Well,
it's been too long, Bob.
It's been a long time since we've had more than one or two, so.
You know, it's been so long that you might even get Leaf fans cheering for the Canadians. That's how long it's been.
Dogs with cats, Leaf fans cheering with the Canadians. I'm not sure. That'd be the end times would be upon us.
Yes, it would be.
That's not happening. Will they turn to the Sens if they get in? Will they turn to Winnipeg, Calgary? Right.
I'm betting on Winnipeg and Calgary.
Calgary and Winnipeg they're easy teams to cheer for. I can tell you the way they play the game. It's fun to watch.
We got to get out of here, Kiprios. Behave yourself. We'll
talk
to you soon.
Have a great one.